The Gospel reads, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Please comment on these words, should they be understood literally? It is a very nice question, because I'd like to say the following. When we are reading Gospel, when we hear all the time words of Jesus Christ, all the time we come across the fact that all his words are either parables, or they should be understood metaphorically or figuratively. We should understand that. Do you remember a great case when he said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So, and they understood that they had forgotten to take bread, and it keeps happening all the time. And the same thing is here. When we hear of a mountain, it doesn't mean that if you believe that some mountains, for instance, Himalaya moved to Moscow. No, it's not about this. It's about the fact that basically everything that happens in our life depends on our faith. For example, so we should remember the following psychological fact, and anyone can see it in themselves. When someone is sick and we say, we are praying for them, please look in your soul. When you are praying, do you believe that that person will recover or not? It turns out that we are praying, but we are having doubts. So we are praying and we don't receive. Why? Because indeed we don't have faith. We have very little faith, as the father of that son says. You remember when Jesus Christ came down from the mountain and a father asked for his son to be healed, and his disciples couldn't help him. So Jesus Christ said, if you have faith, you will recover. And that father said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Well, it is so well said, because we always have second thoughts. There's faith and there's no faith. Is it possible or it's not possible? So we both believe and we do not believe at the same time. And these doubts and instability of our conscience results in the fact that most of the time our prayer is fruitless. Why are we looking for saints or for people who we hope that their prayer is stronger than ours? Why is it stronger? Because they have faith. So the bottom line is, how can we acquire this faith? Indeed, if one has faith, of course they can move the mountains, and we know that many saints could actually do wonders because they acquired faith with their spiritual life, and we think that the miracles are unbelievable. Please remember, John from Kronstadt, he was told something over the phone, and And he prayed, and the person recovered at once. And he says how it started. I might make a mistake, I don't remember it so well, but if one of you pays attention to it, you can look it up, because the case was something of the kind as follows. One woman addressed him with some great suffering on some occasion. Someone was sick, maybe her child, I don't remember, but what John from Kronstadt said, he was young back then, he said, and I felt so sorry for this woman, and I felt such faith that, Lord, you can do anything, you said that you can do it, and I believe you, please make her recover, or him recover. And he was so amazed, not meaning that he didn't expect this to happen, but that he was amazed that actually it happened, and his faith strengthened, and we see a great number of miracles that he could perform in his life. And this faith can only be acquired with the correct life, and we can rarely come across this sort of a life. So faith can only be acquired, it's not just given. So how can it be acquired? We must prepare our soul to receive this great faith from God.